Welcome to Open Mind 365. What if 500 years ago someone changed the narrative in our lives? Sitting here right now, would you realize it? What if the new narratives being designed today are no better than the old? We all buy into the dogma presented to us because we just don't know any different. We've bought into it so much that it has affected our well-being to the point many of us struggle with depression, anxiety, extreme cases of hiding, poor eating habits, poor judgment, confusion, violence, and undeniable cases of victimhood. We don't know that there's a way to overcome it, so this buy-in causes a lot of us to drift through our days. We think there isn't anything we can do to improve, so we keep drifting day in and day out. I know we become the best versions of ourselves when we stay open to listening and accepting different ideas, concepts, or explanations. Just because it was never explained or done that way in the past doesn't mean it can't be done or understood differently now. We will review various ways to grow and develop our personal and professional lives. We all could benefit from keeping an open mind 365 days a year. So welcome to Open Mind 365.
While it would be nice to take a long vacation or check out of work each day for a few hours, most of us have limited time and opportunities to really relax. However, we usually can spare 10 minutes here and there throughout our days. There are several ways you can relax in just 10 minutes or less. Do this a few times a day and you'll find that you might not need a long vacation after all. I'm going to share with you 10 ways that you can actually relax in as little as 10 minutes. First one is meditation. The benefits of meditating are many. It's incredibly popular right now and it's been around for thousands of years, though. Experts have often claimed that even just 1 minute of meditation per hour is enough to gain a lot of benefit. So if you're a busy person with an even busier mind, this can be so therapeutic if you learn to dump all that is in your mind out on paper and set out to be calm. And when the thoughts creep in, because they probably will, just be consciously aware of them and then stop them, knowing you can always come back to them later. For you, mastering meditation could be the greatest gift that you give yourself. Number 2, control your breath. Your breath is one of the few parts of your physiology you can control. Slower, deeper breaths will help you relax. Focus on the feeling of your breath passing through your mouth or nostrils. Count your breaths if you find that helps. I actually really like the 4x4 breath. You take a deep breath in for 4 counts, hold for 4 counts, and release for 4, and then stay in that state for 4 counts, and then start all over again with a deep breath for 4. And just continue that process until you feel calm. Visualize a peaceful scene is number 3. Our moods follow our thoughts, so think about something pleasant and you expect to experience a more enjoyable day, your mood will actually lift. So you can think about something in your past that brought you joy or peace or something maybe funny. Recall that as often as you need to, and you'll see that your mood will shift drastically. Number 4, spend time with your pets. Pets are blessings. They require very little of you and they definitely don't ask anything of you either, or very little. They're always happy to see you. So cuddle up with your pet and notice how much better you feel. Your pet will love the extra attention too. If you don't have a pet, maybe borrow a neighbor's or a friend's pet for an hour. Number 5, talk to a friend. Call up a friend, or even better, have a face-to-face conversation. A few minutes spent chatting with a trusted confidant can do wonders for your stress levels. You'll also be maintaining your relationship at the same time, and that's really a positive. Number 6, take a short walk. A long walk is even better, but if you only have 10 minutes, a short walk can help you a lot if you're feeling stressed. Pay close attention to your surroundings while you walk. It'll keep your mind off of your challenges for a few minutes if you turn off all other distractions, including music or podcasts, during this small amount of time. Number 7, you could listen to music. Music has an amazing ability to alter your mood. Think of a few songs that will put you in the mood, into a more relaxed mood rather than how you're currently feeling, and just listen away. If you don't happen to have those songs available at the moment, YouTube has just about every song available for free. Number 8, chew gum. Chewing gum has actually been shown to be an effective reducer of cortisol, which is the primary stress hormone. Many people like to blow bubbles too. You can lower your stress and amuse yourself at the same time. Number 9, sit outside in the sun. Relax for a few minutes on a nice day and enjoy the sun. The warmth on your body can be a great mood booster, and you'll get a nice dose of vitamin D too. And then number 10, write down everything that worries you. One way to be less stressed and anxious is to write down everything that bothers you. Get it out of your system and down on paper. By externalizing it, you'll actually find that those things aren't quite as bad as you thought. If you're regularly feeling stressed, it's really important to do something about it. Never ignore it. Not only is it miserable to feel stressed all the time, it is really terrible for your health. If you want to relax, make time for it each day. Use 10 minutes. You know, using 10 minutes is not selfish and can be enough to take the edge off. So use your time wisely and reset your system and relax.
Thank you for listening to Open Mind 365. The target goal is to post a couple shows a week. It will likely be every Monday and Saturday. Please be sure to subscribe to know when new episodes go live. My name is Dee Rizzo, and again, please subscribe to my podcast, and I hope you'll reach out and connect with me on any one of my social media platforms. You can find the links in the descriptions. All right, well, thanks again for listening, and ciao for now.